Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine to Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Emma Rose Byham's book, Was It Even Abuse? Restoring Clarity After Covert Abuse, delves into the murky waters of covert abuse, a form of maltreatment that is often hard to recognize and acknowledge, even by those experiencing it. Byham's insightful narrative is not just a mere exploration of covert abuse, but serves as a beacon of hope and empowerment for survivors. The book systematically dismantles the ambiguity surrounding such abuse, offering clarity and understanding to those who have been left in doubt and confusion. Through personal anecdotes, psychological insights, and actionable advice, Byham guides readers on a journey from uncertainty and pain towards healing, self-affirmation, and recovery. This work is not only an educational resource, but also a lifeline for individuals who have felt invalidated and unheard in their experiences of subtle yet profoundly damaging abuse. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding. Covert abuse, as Emma Rose Byham describes, is an insidious form of trauma that is cloaked in ambiguity and often goes unrecognized. This section delves into the characteristics that distinguish covert abuse from more overt forms of maltreatment. Byham elucidates how covert abuse can manifest in various relationships, be it intimate partnerships, familial bonds, or even professional settings. The subtlety of actions like gaslighting, passive aggression, and emotional neglect contribute to the victim's confusion and self-doubt. The author uses real-life examples to highlight how such abuse operates under the radar, leaving the victim questioning their reality. By examining these behaviors closely, readers are provided with the tools to recognize and name their experiences, an essential step towards healing. Secondly, the impact of covert abuse on mental health. In this significant segment, Byham explores the profound impact that covert abuse has on the mental health of survivors. The author discusses how the subtle nature of this abuse often leads to delayed acknowledgement and understanding of its effects, which can exacerbate feelings of isolation, anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Byham emphasizes the importance of recognizing these psychological aftershocks as legitimate and serious consequences of covert abuse. Personal stories and case studies are utilized to illustrate the varied mental health challenges that survivors face. Moreover, the author provides insight into the journey of mental recovery, stressing the importance of professional support, self-compassion, and the development of coping strategies to rebuild mental and emotional resilience. Thirdly, the path to recognizing covert abuse. This topic elaborates on the critical process of recognizing and acknowledging covert abuse, an essential step for anyone seeking to escape the cycle of abuse and begin the healing process. Byham outlines common barriers to recognition, including societal misconceptions about abuse, personal denial, and the abuser's manipulations. The author provides readers with guidance on how to overcome these obstacles, offering practical advice on self-reflection, gathering external perspectives, and seeking information and support from abuse recovery resources. Through this detailed exploration, Byham equips readers with the knowledge and courage needed to identify their experiences as abuse and to affirm the reality of their situations, paving the way for healing and empowerment. Fourthly, healing and recovery from covert abuse. Emma Rose Byham dedicates an empowering section to the process of healing and recovery from covert abuse. The author outlines strategies and practices vital for overcoming the remnants of abuse and rebuilding one's sense of self and well-being. Highlighting the importance of self-care, Byham encourages survivors to prioritize their mental, emotional, and physical health. The narrative also delves into the role of therapy, support groups, and community in the healing journey, illustrating how external support can provide validation and strength. Additionally, Byham shares techniques for rebuilding trust in oneself and others, a crucial aspect for survivors working to move past abuse. This topic offers a holistic view of recovery, emphasizing growth, resilience, and the reclamation of one's life. Lastly, empowerment after covert abuse. The final topic that Byham addresses is the journey towards empowerment after experiencing covert abuse. This enlightening section captures the transformative process from victimhood to survivorship and ultimately to empowerment. The author discusses the reclaiming of agency and voice as survivors navigate their recovery. By reflecting on personal empowerment stories, including her own, Byam inspires readers to envision a future free from the shadows of abuse. The discussion encompasses setting healthy boundaries, developing self-awareness, and engaging in meaningful relationships and activities that reinforce one's value and identity. This topic not only concludes the book on a hopeful note, but also solidifies the message that survival is possible, and a life of empowerment and fulfillment is achievable. In conclusion, Emma Rose Byam's Was It Even Abuse? Restoring Clarity After Covert Abuse is a crucial read for anyone questioning their experiences of subtle, manipulative maltreatment, as well as for allies and professionals seeking to understand and support survivors. The book accomplishes its mission of demystifying covert abuse and guiding readers through recognition, healing, and empowerment. By drawing on personal narratives, including her own, Byam offers an authentic and compassionate perspective that resonates with and validates the experiences of many. This book serves not only as a tool for recovery, but also as a testament to the resilience and strength of survivors. It provides hope that, despite the pain of past abuse, a future filled with clarity, healing, and empowerment is within reach. Individuals navigating the aftermath of covert abuse will find this book an invaluable resource in their journey towards reclaiming their lives. If you would like to support Emma Rose Byam, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.